Listening Library presents The Last Voyage of Poe Blythe by Ali Condi. Read for you by Sophie Amos. For Lainey, a star. Call tells me he sees a star, and that makes me laugh.
I do.
His voice is serious, his mouth against my ear. I tip my head up. He's right. It hangs low on the horizon.
That makes 6, I say. 7, he says. That was a star we saw the first night on the river.
It wasn't. We've been arguing about this for weeks. Ever since we left the outpost behind and boarded the dredge to go upriver. He laughs softly before he starts kissing me again. Up on the deck, it's easier to hear past the sounds made by our hungry metal ship, but it's still impossible to completely ignore the constant throb and grate of the dredge as it moves along the river in search of gold, taking in rocks and stones, grinding them out. It tears up the rivers and leaves refuse and silt behind, ruins valleys, adds a smear of smoke to the sky.
All of this because the Admiral has a taste for gold, I say. I have a taste for you, Call tells me.
I laugh because it's such a stupid thing to say, even though it's true, and I feel him smile.
It makes no sense, I say.